AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Winter won't officially arrive until later this week, but don't tell that to people in the upper Midwest. Bitterly cold temperatures have gripped the nation from the Dakotas to Chicago. This is forecaster Patrick Burke.
The actual air temperatures are well below zero. Wind chills are even colder, in some cases 30 or 40 degrees below. So this is really, really frigid Arctic air.
This owner of a B&B in Minnesota says this cold weather doesn't really stop people, though, from getting outside.
Twin City people are super hardy and strong. Like, I had friends that were out riding bikes today, riding their bikes, and there's like 10 inches of snow. And they just bundle up, and we deal with it.
Bundling up is the word of the day for football fans in cities like Chicago. Temperatures for the Bears game against the Packers are expected to be some of the coldest on record at Soldier Field. The UN Security Council meets today to vote on a resolution to get humanitarian aid flowing to Aleppo in Syria. Dozens of buses and ambulances are outside that city waiting for clearance to move in. Evacuations from Aleppo were halted Friday after several thousand trapped civilians had already been moved from the city. China is ready to return a U.S. unmanned underwater drone it seized in the South China Sea. This is the AP's Michael Rubin.
China's military was in contact with the U.S. military to, quote, appropriately handling the incident. It offered no details on exactly what kind of discussions were underway, however.
President-elect Trump doesn't want the drone back. He tweeted, China, it should be told to keep it. Trump made his final thank you tour stop last night in Alabama, where he promised to make America first.
My administration will follow two very simple rules: buy American and hire American.
Trump will be spending his holidays at his estate in Florida. Meanwhile, President Obama is vacationing in Hawaii this week. This is AP Radio News. The famous and the not-so-famous turned out in Columbus, Ohio, Saturday for a celebration of John Glenn's life.
Vice President Joe Biden says John Glenn defined what it meant to be an American.
Just by how he acted. It was always about promise. We were a country of possibilities.
John Glenn once told retired Marine Corps General John Daly his 23 years as a Marine just wasn't enough.
We had John for 95 great years, and it still wasn't enough.
Glenn's son David recalled seeing his parents back in October. John Glenn started singing September song.
Well, the days dwindled down to a precious few, September, November. And these few precious days I'll spend with you.
I'm Ed Donahue.
One woman is dead, five other people are hurt Saturday in Whittier, California, when a large eucalyptus tree fell onto a wedding party taking pictures. Among the injured is a four-year-old girl who is in critical condition with a head injury. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.